Welcome to this Sunday morning's message podcast from Kingdom Faith.
Wasn't that amazing? And I've spoken to Tom a couple of times in the last month or so, 6 weeks, of just seeing him change, seeing your face change, seeing your face light up. From the first week I saw you to now, there's just such a difference. And it's just the glory of God, isn't it? That's what God does in our lives. And I just want to flow on from this. God wants to flow on from this. I don't need both mics, do I? Is this one on? We just felt it was so important to be sharing what God's doing at this time. God is on the move.
Yes.
Amen. And the importance of, hang on, I'm trying to sort this out. The importance of sharing, communicating, giving glory to what God is doing at the moment in so many lives is really important to seeing God do more. There's a verse in Revelation that talks, in Revelation 12, that talks about the people that are standing there in heaven overcame the enemy by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. Okay? Let's just read that quickly. I'm just going to read it to you. They overcame the devil by the blood of the Lamb and because of the word of their testimony, they did not love their life even when faced with death. There's a surrender on our part, a surrender of our lives totally, like Tom has done. A total surrender, like many of us have done in this room. Total surrender to the love of God, to believing that he died on the cross for us, that his blood sets us free from the enemy. Totally. It's his blood that does it. Amen. We're going to have communion, and I'm going to have the band back up. Sorry, guys. You thought you were getting down for a rest, didn't you? God wants to just move this morning. He wants to carry on moving, carry on working in our lives. This season that we're in is amazing. This is a season of God's goodness and of God's grace. I want every single one of you right now to turn to somebody you're sitting next to, or if they know your story, go and quickly say to somebody else what God has been doing in your life in the last 2 months since we've been reading the Word. Off you go. It's testimony time. You're confessing what Jesus has been doing in your life. You just flow, and then we'll go into amazing grace. Okay? The there's a sound in the room. Okay? There's a sound of God's goodness, of God's grace, of God's freedom, of God's power at work in our lives, in every single one of our lives in this season. So let's pray. One of the reasons that we are in the Word, I know you want to carry on talking, that's fine. For the rest of you that aren't, you can listen to me. It's great, actually. God wants us in the Word. And he's been very clear about us this year, beginning of January. We were reading, whatever we were reading, I can't remember.
Matthew.
Then Acts in February. The reading plan on your chair is what we're going to be reading this next month, starting tomorrow, okay? The book of Luke, is that right?
Yeah.
We're plugging back into all the Gospels and what Jesus was doing. When we read the Word, the Word is living and active. The Word is working in our lives when we read the Word.
Amen.
The fear of the Lord comes on our lives when we read the Word. We respond to the Word. It mirrors, it shows us God, and it shows us how we're not like him. And we change. We change by reading the Word of God. Okay? So what we're doing with this reading plan this next month, we're going to see God doing even more in our lives. We're going to see God doing even more in our families, in our situations, the people that we're praying for. Amen? There's a momentum of God. There's a sound of God. There's a sound of his goodness. And God had me this last couple of weeks in Exodus 33, where Moses called out to God and said, God, let your presence go with us. Your presence has to go with us. And that's the season that we're in, where God's presence is moving. He's presencing himself amongst his people, and he's being seen. He's being glorified by the things he is doing in our lives. Amen? Moses cried out to him, may your presence go with us. And then he said, God, I want to see your glory. We haven't got time to read it this morning, but he said, I want to see your glory. And God said to him, I will pass before you and I will show you my goodness. He already knew the glory cloud. He would go and meet with God every day in his tent. But he said, God, I want to see your glory. I want to see more. And God said, I'm going to show you my goodness. And this is the season that we're in, church, where God is showing his goodness. Amen. In every single one of our lives. Amen. As we ask him to, as we plug into him, as we push more into him, as we come up higher with him. Clive said, didn't he? As we go deeper, we're going further. And as we press more into God, we're going to see more of God expressed in and through our lives. Amen. God said to him, I will show you my goodness and my glory. This is the season that we're in, the season of freedom, the season of destinies and inheritance being realized, the season of our families coming in. Like last week when Clive was speaking from the last chapter of Acts today, where God said Paul was going to Rome. He was on that journey, nothing was going to stop him. But on the way, when the ship was wrecked, none of the people that were with him was lost. None of the people that was with him was lost. God said to him, they will not be lost, because he was praying for them. And those that we're praying for in this season, I believe God's saying, pray for them, cry out for them. They will not be lost. They will come with you on this journey. That's our faith. That's taking hold of the chapter today and saying, God, that's what I'm believing for my family, for my friends. Those that are on this journey with me, they will not be lost. And even when the snake came and then tried to kill him afterwards, it couldn't touch him. The poison couldn't touch him. Because he was on his way to Rome. There was a plan and purpose for his life. Tom, there's a plan and purpose for your life. He's called you. He's chosen you. He's got hold of you. He's going to love on you, love on you, love on you, love on you, free you, free you. And you're going to see him move through your life and affect people around you. Amen. And that's the same for every single one of us. God said to Moses, and I love these few words, he said, behold, there is a place by me. He said, there is a place near me. you will stand on the rock.
Thank you, Lord.
We are close to the Lord. We are close to God when we stand on the rock that is Jesus. When we stand on the rock that is Jesus. Like Sandra said earlier, everything else is shifting sand. But when we stand on Jesus, when we stand on what he did on the cross for us, that is solid rock. We stand there, we're close to the Father, and we're going to see his goodness in our lives. We're going to have communion. Can we stand? The blood of Jesus this morning sets us free. The blood of Jesus poured out for every single one of us sets us free. Jesus, the night before he died, he took the cup of covenant, the Passover meal, where they'd been delivered as a people group, and he said, this is now my blood. I'm going to die for you. My blood is going to be poured out for you, every single one of you. When you drink this cup, remember me. As you drink today of this cup, you're coming before the Lord and saying, Jesus, I acknowledge that you died on the cross for me. I acknowledge that this represents your blood poured out for me to set me free from every sin, from every shame, from every curse, from every fear, from any demonic attack, from any heroin addiction, whatever addiction is in your life, from pornography. The blood of Jesus sets me free. Amen. It not only sets us free from sins that we feel we do wrong. You know, he took the bread as well and he broke it. He said, this is my body. It's going to be broken for you. It's going to happen the very next day. This is my body broken for you. Given for you. That we might have life. He also enables, by the blood, totally enables us to do what we need to do for him. Because sin isn't just doing what we shouldn't do, what we feel we shouldn't do and know we shouldn't do. Sin is also knowing we should do something and we don't do it. That's probably more of us in this room, if we're honest. And I'm being honest, okay? God's nailing me. This month, this coming into this next month, it's not about, you know, I don't have massive stuff going on in my life like I used to that I would then have to repent of. This is more like God saying, I'm asking you to do something and you're still not doing it. I'm like, God, forgive me. This morning, any of us, whatever sin, whatever thing we know we need to be doing, his grace is here today. This is a season of grace upon grace for us to take communion, the blood and the bread and the wine. Say, Jesus, I come to you today. I acknowledge everything before you, the good, the bad, the more that you want to do in me and through me. And I know it's only by your grace. It's only by what you've done for me, you know, me today. So we pass them around, please. Thank you. One of the words that I felt really God say that he wanted to do today, and this is simple. Okay, this season that we're in is just acknowledging who Jesus is and saying, yes, Lord, I bow my knee, I'm going to read, I'm going to pray, I'm going to set myself, I'm going to do what everyone else is doing here and know that you are going to move mountains in my life. One of the things I felt God say today he wanted to do was the word deliver. The Passover was about him delivering his people. And Jesus was about to go to the cross to enable every single one of us to be delivered and set free. And delivered is rescued. Okay, so it's saving us. It's rescuing us out of something. Deliverance is any area of our life where we are stuck that stops us moving into the fullness of what God is calling us to. If you're stuck in an area, just say, Jesus, I thank you today that your blood sets me free. Your blood delivers me today. Delivers me today. Delivers me today. That's your response to the Lord that you alone can make. Wherever you're stuck in your life, Jesus, deliver me. It could be a thought that keeps bugging you. It could be an action you're struggling to get free from. It could be an attitude. It could be a situation. Ask him to deliver you, because he said that's what he wants to do today, is deliver his people and set them free to walk into their destinies and inheritance that he has for every single one of us. And if it's an area of your heart you just know you need to surrender, then just do it before him right now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We're just going to play. The guys are just going to play Amazing Grace. And I just felt it was right that as any one of you responding to this word want to come to the front as an acknowledgement of who Jesus is, that you'll come. You can come, you can just kneel. But God is going to minister to you. I'm not going to pray for you. But as a response from your heart today, it may be the first time that you're acknowledging who Jesus is. It may be that you're acknowledging you want to move further with him and you need that freedom. But he's going to do it this morning. So as these guys play Amazing Grace, if you know you want to respond to the Lord in your heart and just give of yourself more to him for this next month as we start March, then come on down and just meet with him and just let him minister to you as we sing Amazing Grace. You know, there's more than we can ask or imagine for every single one of us. We know that. The word says that. By his spirit at work in us. There's more than we can ask or imagine for every single one of us. There's more. And for him to do the more, we need to be more surrendered. So if you want to come, you just come. We're just going to let God work. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we just thank you. We thank you for your incredible love for every single one of us, Lord. Father, we thank you for your blood that sets us free from everything, Lord. Your blood that delivers us from every evil, Jesus. We thank you that is your goodness to us, Lord. That is your heart toward us. Your power at work in us, Lord, that you set us free to run free into everything you have for us, Lord. For your kingdom to advance in our lives, in our families, in our towns and communities, in our nation, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that it's your goodness we are going to see. It's your goodness we're going to speak about, Lord. It's the sound of celebrating you, because you are singing over us, Lord. You are singing over every single one of us, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you for the amazing things you're going to be doing in this week as we get more into your word, more into you. Your amazing goodness is going to be seen in every single one of our lives and circumstances. Your season of grace, your season of grace, a season of your spirit poured out on your church, to stand in these days bringing glory to your name. And I just speak over every single one of our lives that more than we can ask or even imagine, Lord, by your spirit at work in us, Lord. And we look forward to it this month. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Thanks, guys. You can go back to your seats. If you've responded to the Lord for the first time this morning, then do speak to someone that brought you, or come and see some of us down the front.
Thank you for listening to this Kingdom Faith podcast. We trust it's been an encouragement to you. For more information and resources by Kingdom Faith, and for our other audio and video podcasts, please visit kingdomfaith.com.